Cody is in southern Utah, west of the Rockies. Hey, Cody, go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, and thanks for holding. You were on for a long time.
Oh, about an hour, and it is freezing out right now.
Is it really?
I am in the high mountains of southern Utah, just north of Brian Head Ski Resort. I have to stand outside on the edge of a ravine about 150 feet down to get a signal.
Be careful.
Oh, I am. I don't know if you remember me, but last May I called in with a UFO sighting. I saw something flying. It disappeared. Half hour later, there was a government convoy of vehicles. That happened the day of, and I can't believe I got through tonight because I just had a Sasquatch encounter, no lie.
You go, come on, really?
I am dead serious, George. I am literally shaking in my boots right now.
Tell us what happened, Cody.
October of 2009, you had a show with Stan Courtney on Sasquatch.
Yes.
And you played an audio recording where he yelled, just projected his voice, and a little while later, a sound came back to him. Ever since then, I'm an avid hiker, backpacker, snowshoer. I spend a lot of time outdoors. I've tried that just for fun to see what happens. And I'm staying at my cabin with two of my friends right now who shut me out of the cabin because they're listening to you on a very fuzzy signal. I came outside. I tried that. I just yelled. About 15 seconds after, the most primordial, brutal, barbaric scream I've ever heard came back from me, or to me. I mean, you know, I came outside, I yelled, it came back at me, and my friends are running back inside. I'm literally standing outside right now with a .22 rifle.
Well, now you probably won't have to shoot it. I wouldn't shoot it. They don't attack. I've never heard.
No, I would never shoot a Sasquatch.
So you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen. Okay, let me give you where I'm at. I'm standing at the edge of a ravine, pitch black around me. There's about a billion stars out. At the other side of the ravine is the highway that heads straight to Brian Head Ski Resort. On the other side of that highway is a 350-foot cliff face.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that is a thick ponderosa pine. You know that feeling when you know something is watching you?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's up there. Without a shadow of a doubt, it's up there watching me talk to you right now.
This is exciting, and it's got to be a little scary at the same time.
Well, you have no idea. I've ever since I was a kid, I've believed in Sasquatch, and I've wanted something like this for as long as I've remembered. It's about the scariest thing I've ever felt, George.
Well, look, be safe and check in with us again. You never know.
Most definitely, George. I will.
All right, Cody. That's a great story. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast.
How dare you, Mr. Norrie?
J.C.
Yes, it is I.
He is back from the hereafter. I thought you passed on.
Well, the rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated. Let me tell you, God's 10-star general could not be destroyed, and the devil did try to destroy me, but you failed miserably, Satan. I cast you down under my heel. I tell you what, second chances, Mr. Norrie.
Yes, JC.
America is running out of second chances. I tell you, Pastor Chickenbone can't work up the nerve to burn a Koran, and he's wasting his time and wasting our time. Is he going to do it? Is he not going to do it? I tell you what. He's wheeling and dealing and trying to make deals with Muslims and Muslimism, and he won't step up to the plate when he should be burning Harry Potter books and all those awful books by Tess Garrison and others like her. Let me tell you what's going on.
What's been going on with you, JC?
What's been going on with me is I've been fighting the devil. I've been fighting the cultural corruption. America has turned into a horror house. It is horrible. And listen, Muslimism is the rest of the world is wiping their feet on us. The British are polluting our Gulf, and we do nothing about it. The Muslims
want
to build
that.
Victory mosque at Ground Zero, and we do nothing about it. We just sit back, and you know, the Iranians, they want to build nuclear bombs. I'll tell you what, if they want nuclear energy, I'll give you, here's a weather forecast that I think most of America wants to hear. Tomorrow in Tehran, sunny and a bit balmy, as in hydrogen bombs coming down.
JC, calm down.
How can I be calm when I see America being destroyed, Mr. Norrie?
JC, calm down. First of all, your biggest issue should be to find your girlfriend, Edna.
Oh, I'm looking for Edna. And to that end, I have said, yes, I'm looking for Edna. And we say, I, for the longest time, have tried to stay away from the devil web. But it came to my attention that there are fraudulators out there.
Well, there are many.
Yes, many. So I have put together a team. The Lord came to me and did say unto thee, he said, put together a team, then reclaim that space. So if people want to email me at boilingpitsofsewage@yahoo.com, that's boilingpitsofsewage@yahoo.com, they can find the links to the Twitter feed, because that's going to help us find Edna.
You mean you now are Twittering?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I have joined the 21st century war. And it's information, George. And I tell you, this is the problem, is that people don't understand that Muslims, the majority of Muslims, I think you'd agree, are more godly than most Americans.
I would agree with that.
They say we don't want some religious nuts telling us how to dress our women, but they'll let Hollywood dress them. They'll let those filthy magazines dress your women and tell them what to wear, what to eat, how to look, put plastic things on their nails, have the porn star blonde hair looking like a hussy going down the street. Cover her up. I mean, for God's sake, could you blame the rest of the world for thinking that America's just a whorehouse and a doormat when we got the Marines, the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force on chains and we won't let those dogs loose? I'll tell you what, we need to let them go. If they riot, we need, what we need is a new world war. Tell you what, and if we get God on our side, we can win.
Well, I kind of agree with you
on that part. But, George, listen, what if...
You know, that's the first time you've called me, George, tonight. You've said it twice in 8 years.
Well, yes, don't get...
You're beginning to like me, aren't you?
How dare you insinuate such a thing? Listen, I don't cavort with criminals. Now, listen, let me tell you something, Mr. Norrie.
Yes.
My fear, now don't tell anyone, is that the Muslims, if they discover the new revelation and get right with God, they could become God's new favorite people. Because in this Pastor Chickenbone, I bet he hasn't even read a Quran. I've read the Quran, and there's a whole section. Did you know there's a whole section in there on how to tame women?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
So really, in part, I'm going to incorporate part of that in the new revelation, but we got to make sure that America gets right with God before the Muslims do, or they're going to win.
And now tell me about Edna. What's going on there? I'm getting emails that she got married to this biker.
No, there was no wedding. There was no wedding.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh, why? Because did she try to communicate with you?
We've had some limited communications. There might be a reunification in the future, and we are working really hard to bring Edna back. I'm so glad that you asked, because
she's been gone 2 years now.
Well, and there's a lot of cooking and a lot of cleaning that needs to get done here at the compound. And I tell you why.
Let me ask you this, JC. Let's assume she's listening right now. What do you want to tell her? Go ahead. Go ahead. Have a few moments.
Edna, get off that bike. Put down your will and get back to work at the compound. You need to come back and do the Lord's will. Just like I tell America, you need to submit your will and come back to work and put to work for God. See, God does not like idle hands. And he will cause trouble with you if you don't get right with him.
So how do they find you on Twitter, Jason?
Well, they have to go to boilingpitsofsewage@yahoo.com, and they send me an email. And I will be taking confessions and praying over them. And there's a fraudulator out there, and I'm not going to say who it is, but if you write me at boilingpitsofsewage@yahoo.com, you'll get the right information. And we even have a page up where we're going to be doing the new revelation chapter by chapter on BoobTube or whatever they call it.
YouTube.
Yes, YouTube. It's the real J.C. Webster.
So why don't you come over to my side, J.C.?
You mean join your criminal syndicate?
Not my syndicate, not the dark side. The side of righteousness.
I am on the side of righteousness. How dare you? Haven't you been listening to what I've been trying to
yes,
do?
Yes, J.C.
You're the one who's corrupted Ian to where you've got him talking in tongues, making no sense at all.
I've got to run, J.C. We've got other calls. There he is. Good old J.C. back from the dead. I truly thought something was wrong and he was gone. But he's back.